Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 3 of Wolfpack Mentality Podcast. I'm your host, Kennard Dansbury, and in today's episode, we'll be discussing how to turn losses into lessons and how to rise above adversity. My mission is to help you break through mental barriers, gain clarity, and awaken the wolf from within so you can live a free and fulfilling life. Let's get into the episode. I grew up in a small town in Baltimore, Maryland. My family, we didn't have much. You know, I really didn't have any aspirations or any ideas that I would go to college. You know, I just really didn't know what I was going to do just because of the circumstances that, you know, my family was dealt when I was growing up. Now, if you've ever been to Maryland, they've got some of the nicest homes. You know, there's some of the worst homes there. There's just a very diverse assortment of people and different income distribution that goes on there. Now, for me, like I can only imagine how much stress, you know, I put onto my mom, just always wanting to go outside and hang out with my friends. And just really, I got into a lot of trouble. I didn't really have any idea what I was going to do with my life. Now, as I got older, I started to realize that holy crap, like this is life, like no one's coming to save me, in the sense that if I don't do something, you know, with my life while I'm young to put myself in a position to where as though I can live the life that I want in the future, then it wouldn't happen. Because, you know, growing up, like I stated before, I wasn't given the same luxuries, you know, to pick out this dream career that I would do, or I didn't have the luxury of my family actually having the funds to send me to college. I had to figure everything out for myself. Now, I say this only to paint the picture of, you know, my childhood and just to let you guys know a little bit of backstory about myself. Because a lot of times, like, people, they meet me nowadays and they just think like everything has come super easy to me, or that I haven't had to work for much in my life, and that's not the case at all. You know, being a minority, I feel like I've always had to work twice as hard as the person, you know, standing next to me. And I've never been one to play the victim or to play the race card. It's just something that, you know, being black and growing up in America, that you're aware of, that, you know, we are put at a disadvantage when it comes to just life in general. And if we want to be successful, like, we have to work extremely hard. Now, so growing up, you know, my poor mother, I saw her, you know, struggling, you know, to take care of myself and my siblings, but she did the best that she could. And I'm really grateful for it, you know, the lesson that she taught me, because I feel like I turned out pretty well. You know, I'm a person with humility, and I work really hard for whatever it is that I want. Now, there's a lot of people out there who seem to be a product of their environment, who might have grew up in the similar situations as myself, but yet they make excuses and they play the victim, or, you know, they get into trouble because they join gangs or whatever that they decide to do. But the ultimate idea behind it is that they are a product of their environment. Whereas you and, you know, someone like myself, we could come from the same environment, yet it all comes down to what the person has inside of their mind and the vision that they have for their life. And that's going to determine how their life turns out. I don't think nature has a huge role in, you know, how people's lives turn out. I really believe that it's what is in the person's mindset, you know, whatever their goals are and everything that comes from it. It all comes from within them. It's all a reflection of how they react to their situations, is what I'm getting at. So I'm a firm believer that it's not about what happens to you or I. It's really about how we react. So you can be dealt a shitty hand. You know, I actually saw this video. Okay. I actually saw this video the other day. It was very powerful. I didn't know how I felt about the overall, like, the message of it at first, but then I watched it again and I was just like, wow, this is so powerful. All right, so I watched this video. There's this gentleman, I guess he's a PE teacher, and he has all of his students line up in a line, and they're basically gonna race for money. So he lines everyone up and he starts naming out these different characteristics that single out, you know, the African-American student. You know, he's talking about, oh, if you had both parents in your home while you were young, you know, take a few steps forward. Or if you didn't have to worry about, you know, where your next meal were coming from, take a step forward, those type of things. So those students who were privileged enough to have all the characteristics that he was naming to single out the African-American or minority students, they were positioned a lot closer to the finish line in that race. And then he explained why he did it, you know, to basically say that, yeah, you know, everyone might not have the same luxuries or, you know, the same amount of assets, you know, when they first start out in life. Yes, some people are put at disadvantage, but that does not mean that you should count them out in the way of life. That just means like they have to work twice as hard to achieve some of the certain, you know, some of the same luxuries or opportunities in life. I thought it was a really cool experiment because like when they all looked around, it's like, wow, like, you know, holy crap, you know, the people that were in front is like, maybe my life isn't so bad. I'm like, I'm at a really good advantage. And maybe they might have considered, why am I not doing so well in certain things? Whereas like the other people were like, holy crap, you know, I can still achieve the victory and win, you know, this $100 that the teacher is giving out to whoever wins. And actually one of the black students actually won. You know, they were so far behind, but they won. And it's all based off of the mentality and your mindset and just how you feel about life. You know, not necessarily the external factors or everything that's going on around you. It's really just how you react to things. You know, you really just rising above adversity. I actually realized at a very young age that I was placed, you know, at a disadvantage, but at the same time, it made me work extremely hard. It made me work extremely hard because I knew that I didn't have a safety net and that if I want to be successful, I need to do whatever it is, you know, in my power to make it happen because no one else is going to do it for me. Now, it was not easy. It was not easy. You know, there's nights that I remember like going to sleep hungry, but yet, you know, I still have to wake up and take, you know, these exams for school, or I need to perform extremely well in the sports that I was doing to make sure that I maintained an image or just to, you know, just to fulfill myself, you know, at the time when I was growing up. One of the biggest things though that all those losses have taught me is that it can get better and that it will get better. All it takes is a little bit of perseverance, you know, just consistency and hard work. Heck, not every day is going to be, you know, great. You're not going to get victories all the time. You're going to receive a lot of losses, lots and lots of losses. But it's really what you do after you take that loss, you know, that's going to propel you to that next level. You might take a loss, but now you just learn something new about yourself or that particular situation that you can apply to a similar situation so next time that doesn't happen to you. And that's really just what I wanted to convey from today's podcast. Instead of looking at the glass as half empty, look at it as half full. And you can get the glass even more full if you work harder. You know, consistently rise above adversity. Adversity builds character. If life was easy, then, you know, if things were easy, everyone would be doing it. So therefore, don't give up. You know, you could be closer than you even imagine. And yeah, guys, that's all I got for you today. Stay hungry, stay humble, keep moving forward. Peace.